Big Jim's house.
All right, I will admit I have karaoke to that song before. And at the end of the song, I pointed everybody in the bar and went, you and you and you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hammered. There's no video of that, thank God. 620, it's Big Jim's house here. Big Jim, Ryan, Logan, Angie as well. Hi, Ange, how are you? What?
You just went. All right.
I'm good. Doing all right.
Say you're happy.
And you know, come in, clap your hands. There you go. Come on. There it is. So, can you buy a flamethrower in the state of Michigan? Don't Google it. It's killing you.
Stop.
It's killing you.
You caught me.
Don't Google it. 248-398-9279. We know it's early. Can you buy a flamethrower in the state of Michigan? Legally or illegally? I don't want to know. Just let us know, though. I know it's a weird question. Why are we bringing this up? Because over the holidays, there was a guy that went out in Kentucky. And he went Cousin Eddie. He was wearing the Cousin Eddie outfit.
Yeah.
But he's rocking a flamethrower to get the snow off his driveway. Now, we have his video posted. The keyword is...
flame.
Flame. Here it goes. Oh, he's getting after it. It's a nice flamethrower. Not done.
And that's how you clear a driveway.
Yep, that's how you do it there in Kentucky. Keyword flame. We'll send you the link. You got to see the video. He's getting after it. Can you buy a flamethrower, though?
I'm sure. I do know from watching Pawn Stars that you can't call it a flamethrower.
Wait, like, what?
You know the one Elon Musk made?
Yeah.
He called it not a flamethrower because then you couldn't travel with it. If it's called a flamethrower, you're not allowed to fly with it.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
If you don't call it a flamethrower, you can fly with it.
So the device that shoots flames out of it...
It's not a flamethrower. No.
No. 248-398-9279. Keyword flame. We'll send you the link right to your phone here.
All right.
Is Aaron know, Angie? Aaron knows? Okay. She seems confident here. Let's go to Aaron in Westland on line one here. So can you buy a flamethrower in the great state of Michigan?
Yes, I was at Cabela's for Christmas Eve, and they have one you can buy that you can put on your propane tank for about $60.
Shut the front door. Now you got to Google it. Yep. The Cabela's flamethrower. All right. Aaron, did you think about buying one?
I did. I took a picture of him and sent it to my buddy.
Well, you got to text us that photo, too, so we can put it up.
All right. I will do that.
All right, Aaron. Good to know you're out there, brother. Have a good day, okay, bud?
You too. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. Wow. Okay, are we getting a flamethrower, Ryan? Did you find it?
Let's get one. You can get them all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, $48 here. Going even down in price.
I don't really think you're negotiating price if you're out looking for a flamethrower. What else do you use it for?
Starting fires?
That's not a good selling point.
My stepdad has one that you take the little Coleman, camping.
Yeah, your propane tank.
And plug it in, and it's just like a straight bar that you click and start it, and that's how I start fires. Did I start a fire when you were out at the lake like that?
I don't remember.
I play with that thing all the time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It looks like a cane. And you hook it on, and then...
So you can get a flamethrower.
These ones are cool.
Are they calling them flamethrowers, or are they calling them something else?
No, a propane weed burner, this one's called. Heavy duty, it's all weed burners. They're not flamethrowers, they're weed burners.
Is that what your father-in-law grows for a living? So that means he's a propane weed burner, right?
Singe your beard on using this.
I got friends in Waterford who are propane weed burners. Totally different thing. Keyword flame, if you want to see this guy. The dude just went Cousin Eddie, dressed up as Cousin Eddie, and took a flamethrower to his driveway to get rid of the snow.
Big Jim's house.
We're talking about flamethrowers, Bobby. Using propane to set things on fire. There's a dude over the holiday break was dressed as Cousin Eddie and went out in Kentucky with a flamethrower and cleared off his driveway. We have the video posted. The keyword is...
flame.
Yeah, magical guy there. Rob, good morning. What you got, man?
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
You were talking about flamethrowers, and actually you can find them under weed burners. A lot of the farmers use them, and then we use them in asphalt. If we're doing spot repairs or cleaning up the scrapes on the machines, you have to heat them up with those and hook on your propane tanks. But
okay, all right. So for just real quick, hold on real quick, Rob. Just want to reset for everybody listening right now. We have this video of a guy who took a flamethrower to his snow on his driveway, melted his driveway, dressed as Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. The keyword, of course, is
flame.
Yeah, we'll send you the link there. So you use them, Rob. I mean, there are practical purposes for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the farmers use them because, you know, when you start to burn off, you know, we're in the ditches or in the field, that's what they use. Even DNR uses them. But you're about 250,000 or 350,000 BTUs, depending what, you know, mile you get.
This guy, man.
But as far as an actual flamethrower, I have a cousin who has a Class 3 firearms license. Anything military, you can get that, but, you know, you can't be using it on driveways. It's very locked down since 9/11. We can't do the stupid things anymore.
Okay, yeah. All right. All right, well, now we know. So you can get one of those, too.
All right.
Hey, buddy, we got to run, man. You have a good morning. Appreciate you being out there,
okay,
man.
You, too. All right, thanks.
All right, there it goes. Thanks, Rob. 248-398-9279, our house phone. You can always reach out and call us. What was it, Larry in St. Clair Shores talking about something called a grill gun to start your charcoal?
Yeah.
Did you YouTube it?
No, I haven't. A grill gun.
We're just trying to figure out with this flamethrower guy. And then our buddy Aaron actually texted us that, yeah, you can get it at Cabela's. I don't remember the name of it, though, but he sent us a photo of it.
Well, it looks like there's a bunch of...
Magfire. Pro Outdoor Propane Torch. So I guess you can.
All right, this grill gun looks cool.
What's different about it?
It just looks like a long-barreled handgun with a silencer.
Oh, that's good.
See it?
Yeah, that's...
Not a bad, it's a Boondock Saints weapon.
Oh my god. What? That's a handgun.
That thing looks cool.
You gotta put that up with the flame thing, with the post. Can you put that up with the post?
Yeah, I'll get a picture of it up there.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about flamethrowers this morning. Why not? It's supposed to snow today a little bit at noon and maybe get some a little bit tomorrow. Gotta play this song. It's BOC and Burning for You. You really wanna go. Flamethrower
in your
driveway, don't you?
I want a grill gun right now.
No, you don't. That's the only grill device with a concealed permit, man. That's a handgun. Put that up there. Keyword, flame.
Big Jim's house.
We were talking about this yesterday, and I promised you we would hit the 7 a.m., so we're a minute late. Sorry about that, but I don't know what we've got into, like, destructive things already this year. We spent the first hour of the show talking about flamethrowers.
Right.
We got into that, and then we found out you can get them. They're called different things here in Michigan. And then we have this video, which is posted. The keyword is joust.
Joust. Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Of these men in Australia on scooters, like Vespas or whatever.
Yeah.
And they
get
these
mopeds.
Tubes. They make up tubes, and they're bigger than, like, wrapping paper tubes. You can get them at, like, Home Depot and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to... They're like bubble wrap tubes or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you see the giant rolls of bubble
wrap. Pretty solid looking. And they're jousting with each other. Here they go. Keyword joust. Oh. And this goes on for quite a while. I mean, they were in the backyard just taking runs at each other. And they had gear rigged up. They had like chest protectors and all sorts of stuff. But we were asking if there's anyone here in the Motor City who's ever tried anything like that or seen something like that. We used to do it with our bicycles when we were kids, but we'd grab like the wrapping paper tubes and we'd ride at each other on our little BMX bikes. And we'd whack hit each other and then you'd keep going.
Right, but you weren't going full speed on powered.
These dudes are going flying. They got knocked on their ass. So we get a text message. Go ahead.
All right, this one came from 248. I had a crazy teenage neighbor who was into jousting. He mounted a teddy bear on a broom handle at the end of the curb, and then with a real machete, he would attack it. Once it was on the ground, he stabbed the teddy bear a second time to ensure that it was dead. I secretly taped him doing it to share with my neighbors who moved, but no longer have the tape.
Oh.
So, first question is, who just is into jousting?
I played the video game Joust in the arcades.
You know what I mean? Like, I never met anybody. What are you doing this week? And I mean, my buddy's going to have a
Renaissance
jousting.
Fair, maybe?
I get that part, yeah, but...
Do you think this guy wound up working at the Renaissance Fair?
I hope so. I hope that's why he's into jousting, not just...
So he would put a teddy bear on a post and then attack it, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I understand.
So he would put a teddy bear onto a pole, broom handle, and then go and joust it with a real machete. And then make sure it was dead by stabbing it a couple more times.
Okay, this isn't jousting, though. This is craziness, right? I mean, come on.
That tape shouldn't have been shown to the neighbors. It should have been shown to the police.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm with you. Not jousting. I've been to the Renaissance Festival in Holly. They don't kill teddy bears with machetes.
No.
Bring up the teddy bear!
Big Jim's house.
Sue in Washington Township. Good morning, Sue. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So what are you calling about?
Well, when my brother and I were little, you're talking about the jousting.
Yeah.
We would take, like, those 2x2s, you know, that your mom would hold up your clothesline with.
Sure.
And we would nail a rope to the end, and we would tie milk cartons to the end of them. And then we would use our garbage can lids as shields, and we would ride our bikes and just beat the hell out of each other. Kind of jousting, but a little different. Sometimes we put, like, sand and stuff in the milk cartons to make them even heavier.
Oof.
We used to do it all the time when we were kids.
Okay, and anybody get hurt?
Well, you know, occasional here or there. But
that's okay, though.
That built
character. Bumps and bruises were part of growing up.
Exactly.
Okay, Ryan, there's your next challenge. We're going to have to do jousting in the hallway here at work. Think they'll let us?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. Just don't say anything.
Hey, as long as it's 6 feet apart, then we're social distancing. We'll be fine.
Right.
Sue, that's a great...
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having us on in the morning, too.
Oh, I love you guys. I listen to you every single day.
Thank you, Sue. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
There she goes. If you're just checking in, we have this video of these guys in a backyard on scooters jousting, slamming into each other. Keyword, of course, is...
Joust.
I like the way they did it, though. Dow would be good. That little 2x, you know, the ones you used to hang curtain rod. We could do this, right?
Sure.
Right now we're talking about, well, you and I talked a couple times about this yesterday. The keyword's
alive.
A-L-I-V-E.
Yes.
Because it involves Tanya Roberts. On Sunday, we were told by TMZ and a lot of credible sources that Tanya Roberts had passed away. You know her as one of the Bond girls in View to a Kill. You know her from that 70s show.
Right.
She was also on Charlie's Angels for a while. And The Publicist had released a statement saying she had passed away in hospital. Not COVID-related, not that matters, but still, you know, she had passed away. Or did she? She's still alive. So yesterday, her boyfriend, Mike O'Brien, right? Is that his name?
Lance O'Brien.
Okay, no relation, by the way. he's doing an interview with Inside Edition. Now, one of the reasons we gave you the keyword is you can see the interview on Inside Edition. We'll get to Ryan has a conspiracy theory. Hold on, there's a couple people. You're not alone in this. Here's the phone call. In the middle of this Zoom interview about Tanya Roberts and how she died and her life and everything, the boyfriend gets this call.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God.
What just happened, Lance? What was that?
The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya is still alive?
Yeah. I'm so happy. Oh, my God.
She's alive. She's alive. That's why we said keyword alive. Tanya Roberts is not dead. She's alive. Now, we're piecing all this together, and you'll see more of this in the stories. Well, we have that up there. That the publicist was told by Mr. O'Brien.
Yes.
That she had died. He was holding her hand or something. What was it?
Apparently, he went to the hospital because she wasn't doing well.
On Sunday. Yeah.
And he said he was talking to her, and then all of a sudden, her eyes closed. And he just took that as she died, and he left. And didn't talk to anybody from the hospital. And then got picked up by her publicist, and that's when he told the publicist, hey, she died in my arms. She's up there.
Lance said a hospital worker told him Tanya opening her eyes was just a reflex, and that for all intents and purposes, she was gone.
Wow. The first thing that happens is you might run out of the hospital room and go, hey, you guys, please, somebody come here.
Okay, you're upset.
But you just take off?
You leave, you're too emotional. It's pretty emotional in the phone call. When he got that, do you think that was staged? That phone call?
Come on, you got it right in the middle of your Inside Edition.
You really think that interview was staged?
And it,
Okay, he does sound like the dog when the owner takes away the steak from him. Keyword alive. Are we being total just pessimistic people here?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't.
This, you love conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So what's the point of all this then? What's the end game?
I don't
game?
Know, because you're not getting...
See, this is weird.
Her being alive and you being all happy about it, you're not going to get anything that she might have left you.
More interviews?
Right.
He's doing more interviews today, I guess.
But also, he was claiming that he's her husband, which he's not.
Yeah.
And the publicist, here's the thing. Do you guys not have a close relationship, the publicist and Tanya? Because he went, yeah, her husband told me that. They're not married.
No.
Why do you think it's her husband?
Okay. Told you, this is one weird-ass story, dudes. I'm telling you, folks, you're listening right now going, wait, what? There's a lot going on here. Tanya Roberts is not dead. She's alive. Her boyfriend, who claimed he was her husband, told the publicist that she just quit squeezing his hand on Sunday, and he ran with that.
Yes.
And released it. Is that pretty much it?
That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Holy crap.
We gotta wait for Tanya to talk. And also, Tanya, I don't want to make fun of the guy, but you could do better.
Stop it.
Big Jim's house.
Brian's going to need your help with the puppy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dog in about 15 minutes. Got a dog question. But there's a bigger question, and it's making everyone here in the studio turn our heads like a dog when we hear a weird noise. Tanya Roberts is not dead. Wait, what? We heard Sunday. TMZ, everyone announced it. We had it when we came in yesterday morning.
Right.
She's not dead, though. So, again, the key word is...
The keyword's alive.
Yeah. To see the video of her boyfriend, who... Their publicist was convinced they were married. So that's another story. We don't want to get derailed on all the minutiae here.
Right.
But the bottom line is, he gets a phone call in the middle of a Zoom interview with Inside Edition, which we have, and you can see it. And she, well, he gets, here it is.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God.
What just happened, Lance? What was that?
The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya is still alive?
Yeah. I'm so happy. Oh, my God.
Okay, so is this real or is it staged? We had somebody text in about it.
Yeah, Trisha said just from hearing that phone call, it sounds like it's completely fake. His sobbing sounds fake. And then she followed up with, who just leaves the hospital if they think the person died? You'd think they'd run out in the hallway and get help. That's what
you,
I was...
You said
me
that.
And Trish are on the same page with that, yeah.
He told the publicist on Sunday that she had died. He claims he was holding her hand. Somebody at the hospital, a worker, not a doctor, a worker had told him, yeah, she's gone. She's gonna die. And he couldn't feel her hand or something. What? She didn't respond when he was... And she closed her eyes.
Yeah.
And he just left and said she was dead. And the publicist, nobody else verified it. They just took old Lance at his word and released it to the world that Tanya Roberts was dead. And she is not dead. She's in a hospital, but she's not dead.
This publicist, man, he might need to find a new... First, he doesn't know you're a publicist, and you don't know that your client's
dating, not married.
Right. And you don't kind of confirm that she might be dead before releasing that. Isn't that your job, is to confirm the news before it's...
Whatever. How dare you?
Control the cycle, man. Control it.
Are we being nuts? What do you guys think? Does this sound... And I don't know what the end game for this is, but is that a staged call? 248-398-9279. But it does bring to mind this from Monty Python. That's all I can imagine in the hallway.
Bring out your dead one. Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him. I feel fine.
Big Jim's house.
Danny DeVito.
Yes.
From the Detroit Dog Rescue.
Yes.
When we were announcing dogs every day on the every day on the air, and we were getting them all adopted, that one came up, and you were so you were so anxious. You're like, I don't want to talk about this in the air because we want this dog.
Right.
And you got him.
Yeah, we got him. We went and picked him up.
Beautiful little pup.
He's cool, dude.
Little tiny dog, black and white. Got a bunch of personality. Just cute as hell. And everyone at Detroit Dog Rescue, by the way, you're awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys
a
lot.
What a great group of people.
Actually, everybody over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Top to bottom. Great organization. But you did something else responsible with Danny DeVito, and you have a question.
Yes, so we got him fixed.
Okay.
The 30th, I took him in to get it in.
Okay.
Or get it done. So he's all good. He's got the cone on his head. Everything's healing properly. But my question is, the area that holds what we got taken out of him.
Okay. The grocery bag, if you will.
Yeah, there you go.
His grocery bag.
It's
still there?
Still there, but it's very odd looking. It's kind of like a...
Are we doing this? Okay.
We are. I thought I had a good way to say it, but then it popped
in my
head.
It's not so much doing it, but thank God we're not on Facebook Live because you're cupping your hand. Quit doing that. It's freaking me out. 248-3989-279. So your question is...
Is this going to go away? Is this going to, like, shrink up?
Okay.
Or...
Is there going to be a noticeable grocery bag in your dog?
Yeah, it almost looks like, you know, like somebody who loses a lot of weight and they have the little bit of extra there. You know what I mean?
I know. It's the descriptive, though. Ryan, come on.
You don't want me to keep my hands like this?
Put your hands down. Do they pull up into the dog after a while? Are they always going to be there? Well, I know they do nudicles for dogs.
Yeah, that are like fake ones. Need any of that.
Why not?
Because they were too big for his little...
Okay, see...
When we get the DNA test back, we'll see why they were... But they... Wrong size for this little guy.
Sorry.
20-inch rims on a little Escort. Didn't need to happen.
248-398-9279. I can't believe we're asking this question. But, you know, dog owners, the poor puppy dog, is his grocery bag still there? But there's nothing to check out. So, is it going to go away? 248-398-WCSX.
That's all I want to know.
That's all you want to know?
Yeah. I can't look at it that. Reminds me of one episode of South Park.
Oh, God.
With Bubbles.
It's like a turkey? Never mind. See, everything, it's not like, stop it.
Okay.
Why? What were we going to, hold on, what were we going to say? Hold on, Rogue, we'll be right back. No, we're not saying that on the air. No. Okay. Texted and saying that it'll shrink
as he grows. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I'll tell you what he said. Ryan looked at me and goes, can we make a lampshade out of it?
Decorative piece for the house.
Oh, yeah. That's a conversation starter. That conversation is, we're leaving. Get it. Grab your purse. We're leaving. And make it furniture out of it. Out of dog's grocery bags.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's killing you because you want to hold your hands up and make... Okay. Is Josie now? Let's try this here. I can't believe we're taking a call. Josie! Help us here.
Good morning, Big Jim and Ryan.
Good morning. So with the puppy dog, now that he's been, they did the right thing and got him fixed. The thing there, is it going to go away after a while?
Yes. I had a Doberman and I got him fixed.
Okay.
And the first time he went to bark, it was like he got kicked in the nuts. He went, <"Oof." laughs> And then the vet told us to put ice on it. And it helps the swelling go down.
Like okay, a boxer's eye?
Okay. Thank you, Josie. Thanks, Josie. He was asking like a... Oh, go ahead.
What did Ryan say?
Oh, no, I say he just got put ice on. It's like a boxer's eye.
Yeah.
Keep the swelling down.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was a scene in Rocky that we didn't see. Josie, have a great day. Thanks for having us on in the morning.
Okay, have a great
day, guys. There she goes, Josie and Allenton, 248-398-9279. Why am I keep giving the number? Okay. You feel better now?
Yeah, I feel better, yeah. Just got to go away quick. Heidi and I can't stop talking about it.
Well, apparently not.
Big Jim's House.
It's Big Jim's House here. Big Jim is Ryan Logan. Angie is well. House phone's always open to you. 248-398-9279. You call or text. It's a valid question that you asked a couple minutes ago. We're still getting response. Excuse me. You guys adopted a wonderful dog from the Detroit Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
Cute as hell.
Little stocky fella.
Little black and white Danny DeVito. And you got him fixed.
Yep.
30th?
We got him fixed. Yeah, 30th. Over vacation there.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out, though, or you're trying to figure out, and you and Heidi are trying to figure out, you know, when you remove that, there's some leftover stuff hanging down there. Is it going to, what do you want to know? Is it going to go away? Will it fall off?
I just want to know if it's going to, close up a little. Right now it looks,
it's a grocery bag. Yeah. Yeah, thank God you haven't sent me pictures.
I
don't want any pictures of that.
I will today.
No.
Surprise, I'll have to check if I have any on my phone.
Okay, hold on. Emily, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
So we're talking about Ryan's dog and the thing down there, the grocery bag.
Yeah, I had a boxer that we fixed, and he was older, and it definitely does go away. It takes a little bit of time, but and it does look funny, and I thought the same thing. I thought, well, gosh, wasn't that supposed to go away? But it does.
Okay, cool. Experience. Yeah, that's like, I was like, did they forget half of the surgery? Because I felt like that was part of it, but... All right, that's good to know.
That's what I thought, too. And, hey, I got to give you guys kudos. I'm a big dog person. I love Detroit Dog Rescue. I'm glad you guys got a new family member.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they were great people, man. It was such an easy process, and, yeah, they're awesome.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And,
hey, Emily.
A friend who works there.
Emily, we're going to change the dog's name, though. Now it's been neutered. We're going to call it Danny DeLito.
I don't think he'll mind.
I don't think he cares. You're awesome, Emily. Thanks for having us on in the morning.
Hey, we love it. I listen to you guys every day. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. 248-398-9279. So now you know. You feel better about it?
Yes, I do. I feel better for him.
That's true.
It'd be like, I was picturing the dog from Joe Dirt, the one scene when he meets Brandy. That's what I was thinking I was going to have to do this week.
Big Jim's House.
Big grin on your face. The key word for the video is
UFO.
This one's tough. If you're a skeptic, we'll send you the video from the story in Hawaii, and then we'll get this a little bit. But check this out.
Something is in the sky. What is that?
This video was taken by Misitina Sape at 8:26 Tuesday night near Haleakala Avenue in Nanakuli. Not long after, a woman named Mariah spotted the same thing passing over Princess Kahanu Estates.
I look up, and then I was like, oh, I started calling my husband then because it was all in the garage. I was like, hey, come look up there. Let's see what I see. They all said, yeah.
The 38-year-old says she's never really been a believer in UFOs, but the bright blue objects had them so intrigued, they jumped in the car and started following it.
I don't know what it was. This one was going so fast.
Now, you'll see something at the end of this report. Again, keyword is...
Keyword's UFO.
From the government. That really kind of threw me for a loop. You'll see it on there, keyword UFO. But you can't explain these lights... You can't, just the stream of them and the speed they're going.
Right. And it's consistent with the stories we've heard from, like, Captain Favor. The everybody saw the Tic Tac video. That's
the one from off Oregon's coast. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's from
the fighter
That's
jets.
From a guy named, Commander Favor. Sorry, I'm going too deep with
you. You really are. Yeah, we all know. Oh, Commander Favor.
It's consistent with that. Super fast. Almost that type of shape.
Makes moves that planes don't move. Angles and stuff.
And no sound.
Okay. So, I always...
They're coming, man. They are coming.
Why now? Why would you come here now? Wouldn't you want... I wouldn't... I'm like, no, I'll come back in a year or two. We're good.
Well, it depends. So, I think...
Oh, stand by. You're about to go in the deep end. Let's go.
Yeah, so we're going to have a universe war, right? Where... Because I've always said the aliens in movies and history back this up. The aliens that are in the ocean are the bad ones. Those are the ones you don't want to mess with. They're serious. And the aliens up in space, those are the ones that are trying to help us out.
Okay.
So we just got to hope that they don't meet on Earth and use this as their battleground.
So you're saying the monsters in Pacific Rim have taught you that the aliens in the ocean are bad and then the aliens coming down.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Well, it's well known. I mean...
You can't just say it's well known. That is not. You're the worst teacher ever.
I mean,
two
hey
plus
guys.
Two is five. What do you mean it's four? No, it's five. It's well known. Okay. Keyword UFO. Come on. That's a horrible theory.
I just think they're coming. This year's the year.
They're already here.
We're going to get some. Oh, I know.
They're already here.
Oh, they're living among us.
No, yeah. They were the refs in the Lions game on Sunday. That's why they didn't know the rules. They're like, flag what? I don't know. Norcark. What do we do? It's a flag. Throw it. They're living among us. So where you think there's aliens living here in Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
It's common fact.
Yeah.
It's well known.
Next time you see somebody order a water and ask for some sugar, run. Run or take them down. Is there an alien?
Which one's that from? Men in Black? Is that the one?
The first Men in Black.
Okay, so if
sugar
I'm with the
water.
I just
want water.
If I want some sugar water, if you hear the drive thru, run. That's an alien.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Or a cat named Orion. Get out of there.
CSX, Big Jim's house here a little after 9 o'clock. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. And one of the stories that we were talking about earlier today, the whole thing about Tanya Roberts, you know her from that 70s show.
Right.
I know her from Beastmaster. She was in that movie. She was also a Bond girl in View to a Kill. She was also one of the last angels on Charlie's Angels.
Oh, okay.
And you're all like, oh, man, you're talking about her because she passed away. No, she's not dead. She's not. She's alive. We have one of the weirdest videos you'll ever see. It happened on Inside Edition with her boyfriend, Lance O'Brien.
Yes.
Right? He's doing an interview, a Zoom, and he gets a phone call saying she's not dead. Text us. The keyword is...
alive.
Yeah, A-L-I-V-E. We'll send you the link. You can watch it and decide for yourself. All morning, we've been trying to figure out if this is staged, what's the reasoning for it? We had some people say he's a guy and he just didn't know how to react and maybe he was crying. You know, we get that. But it is...
You're right, though. I immediately went to this is fake. But then what does he get out of this being fake?
If she doesn't have... Okay, there's two things here to think about. And I don't want to do deep dive, but I've been thinking about this a lot. Number one, if she had family, they would have immediately come out and said, wait a minute, what?
Right.
How do you say this? And number two, how is he getting into the hospital anyway? California's locked down.
Completely locked down. And there's you'll see it there. There's some reports saying that he never even went into the hospital.
Is he trying to make this up because either he's a little nutty or is he her beneficiary? They're not married, but you can designate anybody you want to be your beneficiary, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to have family
members. You can leave it to anybody you want. But my thing is, then why would... I guess you got to act like that, but you magically got that phone call. I don't know. There's a weird timing thing of got that phone call during
the interview.
5 minute Inside
Edition
interview.
Maybe we're also paranoid after the past couple of years that we...
Big Jim's house.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house here. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. Angie's well. Donnie coming in at 10. And then after we got power lunch at noon today, our 3 of 3 with Dave. It's good, man. He's got some, it's good. He's changed it a little bit. Make sure you're around at 3 o'clock. It's going to be good stuff. Okay. We saw this listing, a real estate listing, yesterday afternoon. I texted it to you. Bowling Alley in Berkeley is up for sale.
Yeah. Makes me sad.
Well, we don't know the backstory why. I mean, obviously, it's hard for people these days. Bowling Alley is just kind of opening. I don't even, have you gone bowling?
I have not.
They're reopened
since it's
now,
open.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, they are reopened, but I heard it's a little goofy on how you got to, so we haven't done it yet.
Did we put the listing up of Bowling Alley?
Yeah, it's up there. Just text us the keyword list. Listing.
Okay, listing?
Listing. Listing. Sorry,
okay.
Listing.
L-I-S-T-I-N-G.
Yes.
I've totally forgot the name of the Bowling Alley now in Berkeley.
It's Hartfield Lane.
That's right. It's right there.
It's one of the greatest bowling alleys in the state of Michigan. I love the place. That's our home bowling facility.
So you and I were having fun with this on the phone yesterday. We were trying to figure out if we bought it and turned it into a classic rock bowling alley. Well, if you want to do an homage to the Beatles, you call it Penny Lane.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be easy.
Yeah. You could do all Bob Seger music and have Roll Me Away nights.
Yeah.
Right? Rolling 16-pound stones for classic rock. I don't know. If you guys have suggestions, 248-398-9279, you can call or text. Would you want to own a bowling alley? It ain't cheap, but they're selling it for like $7 million.
Yeah, 7.5 it's listed for on there. But it's 32,000. It's a huge. It has a,
it is.
Upstairs, downstairs bowling alley, like 35 lanes or something.
Keyword listing. Would you? You're a good bowler. You're a great bowler. Would you own one?
Yes. Just for the fact of having a bowling alley, you could go and bowl whenever you want. I think bowling's a very cool sport. But I don't know if I'd want to deal with that. It's a lot of work. I know my mom's friends own bowling alleys, and it's a lot of work.
Really?
Just the repair of everything you have to do. You know what I mean? The upkeep is wild.
All right.
Plus dealing with leagues and...
But wait, a classic rock bowling alley. It's a great idea.
Oh, I love it.
We're missing some... I know who would be our coach. We'd get Lane Kiffin to come in. See? He'd be the manager of the place.
But you could have some sweet teams. Classic Rocks... Like, you got classic rock leagues and all the different names.
Like what?
Bay City Rollers.
That's your classic rock reference?
No.
That was a lazy Google right there. That was a lazy Google.
I didn't think you'd catch me.
The fact that you looked down and were paralyzed because you didn't know who the hell they were. Lazy Google. Lazy. Keyword listing. God. Classic rock.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
That was fun this morning, man. Good, feels like everybody's kind of getting back in the groove here. Thank you to everybody for being part of the show. If you ever want to reach out to us, Big Jim's House at WCSX.com. You can also join our Facebook page. I just get bored. I make it on a... surge of New Year's resolution memes. I apologize for that on there, but it's
You already had them coming, though, a little bit.
Feeling it, baby. Tomorrow, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday.
First one of the year.
We got our buddy's pizza prizes, man. We're ready to go here. We have shirts.
Ooh.
We got it. Okay, this is some internal dialogue, but you guys, do we let people see the roughs of the shirts before they're available to get feedback? Or do we just wait until they're done?
We'll let people talk. I want to wait until they're done. Okay. We'll let everybody give us their opinion.
At least one of them.
Mine's not good most of the time.
I want to show the East Side one tomorrow.
Oh, see, that's the one I want.
That's the one I want to show everybody.
I know, but I like that one.
Well, we're going to have all of them.
I don't want people to talk mean about it. Then we don't do it.
Okay. Right, no, Donnie's coming in next.
So strange. I don't know.
Don't talk mean about the shirt that I'll make you one then. I'll get you a shirt like that.
Okay.
I told you, man. Every time we let you guys inside, what's going on in here? It's just weird. Okay. Donnie next, then Dave, of course, later on today. You guys be well. See you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.